This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Export sales were better than expected this week. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The better export sales this week are partially due to the lower grain prices we are experiencing right now. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Better than expected for both corn and soybeans on the new crop side of things. We're winding down that old crop side of things, so we don't necessarily pay attention to what the sales are or the cancellations of old crop corn and beans at this point. We're more watching the actual shipments, which is fine. On the new crop side of things, 1.455 million tons of corn sold, 1.680 tons of being sold this week. So very good sales for the corn and bean side of things. We'll continue to watch that. That's been an improvement over the last few weeks that we've seen on the beans. And as you and I talked about earlier this week in South America, we hold the price advantage for both corn and beans right now. So that is helping to kind of steer some of those sales our way.
Flash sales in particular have seen increased activity due to the lower prices.
It's been smaller sales, 132,000 tons. We're seeing maybe upwards of 300,000 tons. Nothing in the half million to a million in one shot. But the frequency of those 8 a.m. sales, those flash sales that we get from the USDA has improved. So we saw them on a couple of times last week. And so far this week, we've seen every single day that we've made a flash sale, whether that was soybeans to Mexico, soybeans to China, soybeans to unknown.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.